Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Thursday is when this is coming out, but I'm actually recording it on Wednesday evening. So happy Wednesday slash Thursday slash Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Whenever you're listening to this, have a happy day. But I want to thank you for being here today. Hopefully you're enjoying this 30 days of podcasting. Today's episode, I believe, is day 13 or 14. I don't even know anymore. It's a hard time keeping track of this. So yeah, I'm somewhere close to the middle and I'm having a lot of freaking fun. A lot of fun with this. And it's got me into this habit of podcasting, something that I really wanted to get back into, and I came back with a bang and I'm having a lot of fun. So I know I shared yesterday I was going to share an episode on hypnotherapy and what that is all about if you're interested in that. However, I got just this impulse to get on and just maybe share some stories about, you know, this thing that we hear all the time, you create your reality, right? Blah, blah, blah. It's probably something that can be frustrating at times. I know it is. Because sometimes we don't want to believe that we actually create the things that are happening in our lives, right? And that usually happens when something frustrating happens or something bad happens. We're like, how can I create this? I did not want this. I did not ask for it. But in reality, if you take a look at the situations that are going on in your life and at the same time you see the mindset that you're in, if you're dealing with some triggers or some frustrations or what would be societally, is that a word? No, it's really not. But what society would call air quotes, negative emotions. I don't really like to believe that there are negative emotions. I just like to believe that the energy surrounding it is just something that doesn't feel good. So there are things that come into your situation that can be considered a negative thing. However, at the same time, I challenge you to look at that. What is happening in your life that you feel is a negative feeling, a negative emotion that is mirroring the things and the situations and the people that are coming into your lives? Or that could be anything. That could really be anything. But I want to flip that, and I want you to take a look at the so-called positive things, right? So I'm going to share a quick little rundown of why I think my life is so flippin' amazing. It's because I created it. So I have always been a person who, I don't do things that I don't like. I just don't. And I will share, this is why I've been divorced twice. Because I couldn't see staying in a situation that I was not happy with just because it should be done, or it was the right thing to do, or what will people say? There have been many, 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 many times in my life that I have pushed myself into the uncomfortable because my body physically and mentally would not allow me to stay in a situation that made me uncomfortable or sad or frustrated or upset. So there's been many times where I pushed myself into that uncomfortable to then get me to a place where I needed to reset my entire freaking life to get to somewhere I didn't know where I was gonna be. So I've been in that uncomfortable situation and the unknown for a good portion of my life. And what I found through that, through those divorces, through the job changes, through the relationship changes, through everything, is that I'm okay. I'm better than okay. And I've learned from those situations. I've created those situations. And I've recreated those situations over and over and over. And now I'm in a place where I know even if I have an uncomfortable feeling, I'm not going to be staying there for too long because my subconscious mind knows what to do now. It's as if, it's not as if, it's because I have recreated those neural pathways for my mind to know that, okay, she's uncomfortable right now, but it's going to be okay. Let's just get through this. Let's figure it out. Let's do this. Come on, let's go. It's like you can, if you've ever seen that movie Inside Out with all the different emotions inside my head, that's what I've dealt with many times, as have you. But maybe you haven't realized that this is what's actually going on. If you can understand what's going on inside of your mind, and I suggest you go back and listen to, I think it was 46, the very last episode actually, 46, on what is going on inside of your mind. If you can understand the mind, then you can understand how you are getting into these situations and how you are actually creating your life. You can put it into play. You can actually be the viewer of your thoughts, be the viewer of your emotions, be the viewer of what is actually happening. What are you manifesting on the physical plane? So coming back to me, I have recreated my life many, many times. And when I look around at people my own age, let's just say when I used to look around at other people my age and I saw what their life was like and I see what mine is like, is very different. So I'll give you an example. My 20-year high school reunion I went to, oh my goodness, was that 5 years ago, 6 years ago, somewhere around 6 years ago. And I was not in this place where I was completely comfortable on who I was. I looked around at my classmates and there were lawyers and doctors and these people who were had like high status jobs, and I was looking at myself and I was judging myself and I was comparing myself, and it was like I was back in high school, back in middle school with these same people judging myself, feeling shame. But what I didn't realize at that time is I was happy exactly where I was. I had my struggles still because I hadn't gone through this spiritual transformation, this, I don't want to call it quite an awakening, but kind of is in my own way, that I created my life exactly how I wanted it. I got out of those marriages because I wasn't happy. I stayed with my job and I was with my job for so long because I enjoyed it, because if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't have still been there and I wouldn't still be there today. I want you to think about that. I stayed because I really enjoyed it, not because I felt like I had to. If I felt like I had to and I hated it, I would be out there searching for another job, not feeling like I'm stuck. There's my dog again howling. He's a howler. I got a beagle. It's the best thing in the world. Anyway, so I created my life exactly how it is. There are other things that I judge myself on that I do not anymore. When I got divorced, my daughter was 2.5 and we moved back to my parents' house. My parents are my rocks. Without them, I might just be lost. Well, I probably wouldn't be. I'd figure it out, but I have them. I'm very close with them. We have a very respectful relationship. So we moved back and we stayed until she was about 10. We had her 10th birthday party in our new apartment at the time. And we stayed there for about 2 years. But what I realized was she wasn't happy. Neither was I. The dog wasn't there. I was struggling to fit in times to do laundry. She would come here to hang out with my parents while I was at work because she wasn't quite old enough to be completely on her own. And even in the summertime, we spent most of our time at the house here where we're living now again. We moved back because neither of us were happy. I wish the dog would stop howling, but he's not going to because he's a beagle and there are people walking outside the front of the house. They're not allowed to do that, but they are. Anyway, so what I'm trying to tell you is that I get out of things that I'm not comfortable with, and in this case, my daughter. I create my reality, so do you. There might just be some things that you are not quite ready to deal with, certain triggers, emotional responses that you're not ready to deal with, that are holding you back, that are not allowing you to create the things that you want, but yet you are still creating that reality. And I know it's a very cliche way to say it, but it's a way I can say it that people will understand. So yes, you are creating your reality every single day. And let's come back to that whole high school reunion thing. What I realize now is that I created everything that I wanted on a subconscious level, yet consciously, I was thinking that I should be better than this by now. I was thinking that I need to find something that's better. I need to look better in front of these people. And yet, it didn't really matter. It's not like people were shying away from me at all. They weren't judging me. I was judging myself. And this is what we do a lot with ourselves. We judge ourselves and we think that other people are looking at us a certain way, when in fact, they're not. They are not. It's a hard thing for the human mind to really grasp because we want to be like other people so that we can fit in. This is our human nature. We want to fit in. We are packs. We, you know, way back when we would be with other people, like a tribe, right? There's many ways to say that, tribes, packs, whatever you want to call it. But people want to belong. We want to feel connected. And when we're different, sometimes we don't, if we're not on a level of awareness where we are understanding that it's okay to be different, and yet you can still be loved and accepted and connect, that you don't have to be exactly how everyone else is. So it was okay, and it is still okay how I've created my life. I freaking love my life. I love the fact that I have a strong, loving relationship with my parents, that I'm single and that I'm in my mid-40s and I live with them, and I'm not shameful of that. My daughter is very happy here. I am very happy here. They're happy with us here. My daughter is very close with her grandparents. I am very close with my parents. I see no need to go and try to prove myself to the outside world that doesn't give two fucks about what I'm doing. All that I care about is that I'm happy. My daughter's happy. And we have everything that we need. There's no reason. And yes, like I said, you create your reality. I created this because this is how I like it. This is how I am thriving with the support that I need, that I love. I support them, they support me. I have created this and I'm happy with it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So yes, we create our reality. We create our reality whether or not we think it's a good reality that we have. You're creating it. If you don't like it, then you need to get a little uncomfortable and look inside and see what the things are inside of you that are creating this emotional upheaval. What are your triggers? What are the things that get to you inside of yourself? Look at other people. What things about other people really like get to you? Because those are the things that are inside of you as well. Everyone around is a mirror. Everyone around is a teacher. Take those things to heart and ask yourself, why does that bother me so much? Why does that upset me when someone says a certain thing to me? Why does that drive me crazy? Take the other person out of it and act as if that's something that you said to yourself. And really look at that situation and see how you can flip it around onto yourself, pick it apart until it doesn't make any sense anymore. I can explain this a lot easier on a whole separate podcast, but I'm trying to get down to the easiest possible way. People are mirrors of the things that are triggers to us. And that's how we can change it. That's how we can change our reality by starting to look at these things, become aware of what's going on instead of walking around like a goddamn robot all day. No one wants to be a robot. And sometimes that's how I feel like a lot of humankind is. But people are starting to wake up. They're really starting to wake up. And I thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate your ears. I can go on and on about this, but I just wanted to get that out. Like, you create your reality, regardless of whether you think it's a good reality or a bad reality. So if you don't like it, it's time to get working and make some changes and get uncomfortable and set some goals and, you know, do good for you. What do you really, really want? It's time to start thinking about that. Time to start. Because you know what? Not getting any younger. I'm not getting any younger. No one's getting any younger. Have fun with life. Enjoy it. Really, really, really enjoy it. So thank you guys for listening to my rant and my ramblings and my dog howling. And yeah, I had a lot of fun. This was a good episode. I really hope you enjoy it. Remember, you can always email me at Lauren. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm giving you the right email. Lauren Jean Well and Hip at gmail.com. And I look forward to sharing that hypnotherapy episode with you tomorrow. Have a great, great day. Bye-bye.